right, guys. Welcome to the first episode of Under the Circle, all about Indies Underground. I am Joe Harris.
Justin Staylor.
Jesse Goforth.
Thanks, guys, again for checking us out. This is going to be a little rough for our first episode, so please bear with us. And we definitely want to, we definitely appreciate all the early support and everything. And basically, like, what I want to lay out first here is basically just what we're all about. We're here to highlight basically all of Indies, local music, basically giving credit to where credit is due for bands that have not received credit yet or just now starting to get established in Indie.
Bands who work their ass off here in Indie.
Absolutely.
Nobody really seems to give a shit about.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's kind of disheartening, really. Like, me being a musician in Indie for, well over a decade.
I've seen you in, like, five different bands.
Right. And, like, all these bands that come through Indie that, are amazing artists that, that do not really, get shown love really at all.
Nobody moves at their shows
or anything. They just kind of either don't get it or they're just there to, admire the stupid pineapple haircuts and dudes wearing their sister's jeans. And we definitely are not about this at all. We're actually about the real musical aspect. And, like, if you actually have passion in your music, albeit you don't have to be the greatest musician in the world, but if you come at it in the right way, we're definitely going to show you love.
We're going to have you on this show.
Yeah. We're here to represent the real, not the marketable.
Yeah. We're going to people who we consider friends of ours to be on this show.
Totally.
People who we know are in it for, not for the glory, but for the guts of it.
Absolutely.
That's all that is, really.
Yeah. And basically, if you guys want to get a hold of us, there's plenty of different ways to get a hold of us. You can just look up the title of this podcast, and there's a page for it on Facebook. Be sure to like it. Tell all your friends to like it. Pour us out. I'm telling you, please. I'm begging you. Pour us out.
Hard.
We want to be gaping after this podcast with friends.
We basically want to echo.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that
awesome.
Way.
Awesome.
Yeah. And also, we're on the whole, we're on that Twitter bandwagon thing. It's UTC_Indie. That is our name. And
we're Charlie Sheening it up all the time.
We are totally, in the best ways possible, Charlie Sheening it up.
Tweet us.
Yeah.
Please.
Without the porn stars.
Yeah, without the porn stars and the raging cocaine habit. But also, if you want to go old school internet-wise and just shoot us an email, you totally can. It's j3podcast@gmail.com. Shoot us a question, or just send us some love.
Or some hate.
Yeah. We will totally read hate mail over here.
We love it.
Yeah, we will totally read your hate mail and just laugh at your horrible spelling and just outright stupidity.
Oh, yeah.
So, we really...
Hit us up. I mean, just any sort of love or hate is welcome to your...
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and a couple of things on the docket today. First off, our friend Jeff sent me this thing, and he basically wants to know what we think about basically indie culture and what it means to us, and basically on the music side of things, like I've noticed lately, they're starting to become a better scene in indie, as of the past couple of months. There's a lot of better bands coming out, just to name a few, Facts of Life dudes, we absolutely love those guys. The With Honors guys, we definitely are big fans.
Super catchy tunes.
Super good pop-punk tunes.
Yeah.
Like, if you're definitely into that thing and you haven't heard With Honors, please go check them out.
Super smooth keyboard lines.
Oh, super smooth keyboard lines. And their keyboardist name is actually Joe, too. So I got mad love for him for that.
I mean, your band, Joe, rumor has it.
Oh, yeah, rumor. Yeah.
You guys are heavying it up all the time.
That's what we try to do. Pooping. Dropping mad dukes of metal all over your ass, boy.
You and Carter just tearing up the stage and shit.
Yeah, I mean we like to do what we can do, And, there's a lot of bands out in indie that, we definitely just want to definitely show love. Obviously, Facts of Life With Honors, plugging my band, rumor has it. Kaloom, those dudes, I actually saw those guys play at the dojo last night. Albeit it was a very small crowd, they have probably one of the most passionate stage shows I've ever seen. Their vocalist, Tyler Anderson, is one of the most ridiculous human beings to hold a microphone. Just, he just goes off into his own world, and it's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. And the Pessoa dudes, too.
Yes, awesome band. Awesome
Pessoa
band.
Is just great dudes. Known those guys for, almost 10 years now. Amazing humans. Amazing people.
Your front man, Carter's other band.
Oh, yeah, this is me. This is me. It's also a couple of guys that are in that. Their drummer, Andy, is also in the pop-punk band Same as Sunday. Most of you guys out there that are listening to us have probably at least heard of Same as Sunday. Those dudes are making waves everywhere. They were featured in alternative press, I believe, not that long ago. And their stuff is, you know, starting to take off, you know, getting videos played by Absolute Punk, which that is actually really sweet, showing Andy some love.
I like talking shit on Absolute Punk to people on posts and stuff.
Totally, yeah, like the whole you and the dude from Former Thieves talking about Johnny Craig on there. That was hilarious.
Dude, we destroyed people's gods. That's all we did. That's all I'm going to say about it. We destroyed people's gods.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And we definitely have a lot of other bands that we definitely want to mention, like I said. So basically, you know, this goes out to the listener. Anybody that knows a band that they think are worthy enough of us to mention, please do everything
send
you can.
Send us links.
Oh, anything. You know, send us Facebook pages.
Let us listen to them. You know.
Well, you can even send us to MySpace pages if they've got music on it, even though it's dead. Yeah, even though it's basically a ghost town out there, we don't care. We're still going to listen to it.
Listen to their tunes, and we'll rep them if they're worth repping. Hardworking, good tunes, you know.
Oh, yeah. If it's hardworking music and they're doing it for the right reasons, we are definitely going. Yeah.
We'll hop on the bandwagon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And another question that was sent to us was actually sent to us by my friend Brett Vester, guitar player of With Honors.
Booyah.
Booyah. Splash.
Sploosh.
And he brought up a very good point to us that why the pop punk scene is not getting as much love as it is. And he pointed out a show that was basically said it all. With Honors and our friends at Facts of Life played a show with A Loss for Words, Lions, Lions, and Such Gold at the Dojo.
I don't know if you guys have heard Such Gold, but they are a fantastic band.
Such Gold is amazing.
They put on a great show, too. So.
And
outside of indie, Such Gold is awesome.
Yes, outside of that. And the Lions, Lions dudes are an amazing band, and they have...
Yeah.
There's not a lot of bands that I like that do a lot of the whole, like, theatrical stage stuff, but Lions Lions knows how to throw down. Like, those dudes are, like, terrifying on stage for playing the stuff that they do. I almost got an eye taken out by a tuning peg of Brandon's guitar, like, three times at their last show. Dude is just absolutely insane. But, yeah, like
right back to the question.
Yeah, back to the question. Actually, yeah, that's going to happen a lot.
Yeah.
Bear with it.
Yeah,
but he was saying that, you know, there's like, you know, nearly 100 or over 100 kids at that show, and still no one really like talks about that whole scene at all that much.
Yeah. Well, and what he was saying is there was like only like 100 kids at that show when Such Gold and A Loss for Words, and, you know, like, Facts of Life was on that show, I believe they were.
Yeah, Facts of Life opened that show.
And they're you know, they have such a huge following around indie now.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking totally hardworking all the time. They play shows all over the place. They just got back from, like, where were they?
Ohio?
Yeah, they were in Ohio.
They played, with Honors, they played in Kent State some show, and then they played Columbus last night.
Right, yeah.
It's just crazy how much they've done
in such a short time.
They've
done. This band, like, Facts Life has been a band maybe 7-8 months or so. I'm not exactly sure the date,
They'll probably yell at us because they've probably been in a band longer than
I'm waiting.
It seems like.
Come yell at us.
I'm waiting to get a text from Jared like, you dumb son of a bitch. We've been a band for this long. You should know that.
But it seems like a super short period of time.
Oh, dude, totally. Just the amount of work that they've put in. And I know that with Honors Dudes have also put in just so much work just trying to get out there. And they definitely deserve all the credit in the world, man. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason why we want them on here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And, but yeah, like you said, you know, Facts of Life played that show. And, what he's saying is, like, there should have been, you know, like a couple hundred kids there. But there was, like,
oh, totally.
100. But the dojo only holds something like, what, 90 people?
I think it's like 90 to 100, depending on
Depending on the size of the kids in the
building. Depending on the mass of the humans that are in that building, it could go anywhere from, like, 75 to 100.
So, one, that show should have been held, you know, somewhere else, like, you know, like the ES Jungle or even Emerson. Yeah. I'm not here to plug the Emerson because I absolutely despise the Emerson. And anybody from the Emerson who's listening to this, go fuck yourself. The
sound guy can go suck a dick.
Yeah.
Seriously.
We're not here to be nice either. So, you know, if you are deserving of a fuck you, I will throw you a fuck you. And I'm not going to talk cleanly either, so...
it doesn't matter. Yeah. We're here to show what's real, definitely. Yeah. So definitely, like, venue-wise...
But it should have been held, like, somewhere like Emerson.
Yeah, it should have been, like, you know, like, definitely not cutting down the dojo, because the dojo has had some great shows there. Yeah. I've been a part of some great shows at the dojo. Everybody that runs the dojo, awesome people.
The Carrier.
Yeah, we played, like, last May with Terror, Foundation, Naysayer, Gravemaker, and that show was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was, like, that venue was, like, the old dojo, there was, like, I think it was, like, 90 people max. There was, like, 150 people packed into this tiny room. People were getting thrown through walls.
Just
people
sweating, standing there.
Oh, man.
The body.
So many, so much blood and broken bones at that show. It was just unreal.
That's what hardcore's all about. But anyways, again, back to the question, like, it should have been held somewhere else. And I think, like, you know, maybe venues aren't seeing profit in pop punk bands anymore, which, like, I kind of understand, because there's been sort of like an offset of pop punk that's come out within, like, the past few years, and it's like bro bands.
You
know, like party bands and stuff like that. And I know a lot of people are, like, just so over that,
absolutely.
And so am I. I mean, like, these party bands, like the Cowabunga and stuff, would come out. And, I know, and they're just like trendy bands, and I'm just like, not that I don't like trendiness, but it's it got really old, and, you know, now you can't talk to somebody in a pop punk band without, you know, what's the magic words everybody's got to say? You know, like, bro,
yeah, bro. You gotta end. You never say excited or ecstatic or
stoked.
Anything.
It's all
say,
stoked.
It's always stoked.
Yeah. Stoked or rad.
Dude, of course.
Dude,
bro, bromosexual. Like,
all the different forms of bro.
All the different forms of bro. My life is bro.
And, you know, they walk around with their, you know, shiny shirts and stuff on.
Oh, yeah, the gold.
People are just tired of looking at them, and I think that's, like, really throwing people off of, like, some really good pop punk in indie.
Yeah.
You know, like with Honors and
Facts of Life, guy.
I mean, and not just in indie, like, you know, in general, you know, like, last year, like, Newfound Glory came, and they had a huge turnout and stuff, but they're, like, Newfound Glory.
Well, yeah.
But then, I can't remember the show. After that, they had, like, a whole pop punk battle of the bands, and literally, like, nobody was there. It was all bro bands. Nobody cares about bro bands.
Yeah, it was just kind of a wash kind of thing. Yeah. Like,
so I think, like, that is kind of, like, deterring people away.
Yeah.
From the whole pop punk genre.
Yeah.
They don't really listen to every pop punk band. They just have an idea of what every pop punk band is.
Right. And
they don't give a shit about it.
Right, totally. And, like, and now definitely it's starting to get to the point where, you know, people are starting to realize, oh, these bands are actually doing it for the love of it, not for, you know, I'm not trying to get paid, I'm not trying to have, you know, silly, you know, monster T-shirts, all sort of crap. Like they want to do it because they love the music itself, and
bands who try to, you know, sell us on, you know, catchy little mosh parts.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not really. I love moshing. Don't get me wrong. I love throwing down, but
oh, totally.
You know, bands that are just all strictly mosh parts. You know, and party lyrics.
Yeah,
doesn't interest me. You know, I don't know what. Maybe that's just me. You guys can send us feedback on that.
Yeah, I mean,
love or hate.
It's all up to interpretation. Definitely. Yeah, it's all up to.
I know that's something that I and a few of my friends are, you know, kind of fed up with, party bands, and because it's kind of giving like pop punk like a, you know, a shitty name to me, because like I love pop punk.
Oh yeah, totally.
I fucking love pop punk. You know, like CIV started it out. You know, and, and, you know, I love Newfound Glory and old Set Your Goals. Not so much new, but, you know, like, Reset, Set Your Goals, like, good stuff. There was actually a band I saw last year called AC Slater that was really good. They're a local band from Illinois.
I've heard of them.
Totally good stuff.
I've heard of them, yeah.
You know, all that, Descendants. Oh, you know, you gotta love Descendants.
If you're in a pop punk band and you don't know who the Descendants are, you're pretty much lying to yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you're just trying
to
sell out.
You're probably not a good pop punk
band. You're probably trying to sell out. Yeah. That's just what I'm saying.
That's kind of my opinion on it. But I would love to get people to come to more local pop punk shows.
Oh yeah, dude.
I would love to do podcasts at some pop punk shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Jared from Facts Live actually was hitting me up and was like, man, you need to do this stuff live. And, you know, that's definitely something that we want to do down the road. Yeah. I'm not sure when we would be able to do that, but once we can, that will definitely be, you know, mm-hmm. something that we do, you know, just go from the, you know, from the show, set up somewhere at the show, bring on a couple of the guys in the bands that are playing that show, find the most ridiculous fan at the show and just have to sit down and bro down with that dude for about 5-10 minutes and be like, man, why are you so out of control? Why are you kicking 15-year-old girls in the face? Why are you trying to headwalk when there's like 12 people here, dude? Like, just ask them ridiculous
silly
questions.
Stuff.
Like, oh, yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing. Like, we're definitely taking this seriously, but as people, if you've already gathered from the 15 minutes you've been listening to this, we don't take ourselves seriously at all.
Not at all, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just all about telling people to fuck themselves, basically.
We are the three loudmouth, ridiculous pieces of shit that just come out and tell you that your scene sucks and this is how you need to change and stuff.
Yeah. And we will never change ourselves. That's
hypocrites. Oh no! Yeah, we're hypocrites.
Total hypocrites.
Oh, totally.
But fuck you if you don't like it.
If you don't like it. Absolutely.
But yeah. Also, I mean, you know, we've been talking about like hardcore and pop punk. The whole 18 minutes we've been on here. But you know, we're super into, you know, multiple genres of music, you know.
Oh, totally.
Like, seriously, like, get your indie bands on here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, alternative bands even, you know, not so much into the alternative scene, but if you guys, if you know, if you're doing your thing, you know.
Yeah, if you're just
send us a shout out.
We'll, yeah, if you're doing your thing, yeah. We check it out, we see you guys are actually legit,
yeah.
We don't care, we'll throw you on.
Yeah, we'll throw you, I mean, except for what's that goddamn band, that new metal band? No More Goodbyes.
Oh, God.
You all can suck a dick. You are not on this show. Yeah.
Sorry about
that,
but you're not.
I'm going to post this podcast on your MySpace, and I'm going to direct you to the 19 minutes and 9 seconds. Fuck yourself. Okay. Get your fucking Aaron Lewis, See Their Wannabe Asses out of my state right now. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
But seriously, like, we're into like so many genres of music, you know, like, you know, we love hardcore and pop punk for sure. Everybody who knows us knows that, but we are also super into indie rock. I know me and Jesse for sure are into post rock, you know, Explosions in the Sky and This Will Destroy You. You know, but blues and jazz, totally into. I never hear anything about blues and jazz and indie anymore. I mean,
yeah,
like,
you really don't.
You go to like the Ugly Monkey, and you can see some like shitty blues.
You can go to like what's that place called? The Slippery Noodle. You can go down there. You can go to jazz kitchen, go catch out local jazz artists or whatever. But
you never really hear anything about that anymore.
Yeah, it's a shame. Like they don't get that recognition anymore. Yeah.
Oh, a friend of mine has been meaning to take me to Chatterbox for about 15 years now, but we've never gone there. Apparently, there's some good jazz musicians coming to the Chatterbox.
Yeah, Chatterbox definitely.
But I mean. Good thing. Maybe some people who listen to jazz will listen to this podcast. I highly doubt it.
If they do, it's definitely going to be a shock to us. That's
but,
for sure.
You know, but seriously, you guys want to come on here and play some trombone? We'll get at you.
We will definitely find a way to set you up.
Totally. So,
yeah. We've got a good list of artists here that we definitely want to throw on. From every genre. Like, you've even got, you've got, the Vires dudes who are straight doing, some of the nastiest, death metal in this town.
Aegean.
Yeah, definitely.
Deathcore to the max. So heavy.
Some of the heaviest stuff out. And all the way up to, the you know, some of the lighter bands in the spectrum, Pessoa. And if you haven't heard of them, there's a band from Lebanon called Of Arizona that you guys need to listen to as well. Dudes are, straight out of high school. Some of the catchiest, most amazing indie rock to come out of Northwestern Indiana. Yeah,
totally.
Highly.
Jay, he just had me listen to this band.
I made Justin listen to this about 10 minutes before we recorded, and he was just like, dude, this is catchy as shit.
Yeah.
They are so good. Definitely want to get those guys on there. So if any of the dudes in Arizona are listening, please get us. Please get at us. We definitely want to get you guys on.
Totally. Rep your guys' hood.
Oh, dude, absolutely. Repping that 765. We've got, an instrumental act, Kodiak, that is definitely for fans of, Explosion of the Sky, This Will Destroy You kind of stuff. Definitely check them out in a hood near you. My boys in Venable, we're definitely going to throw on here. Let me see who else we got. My boys in Swan.
Oh, yeah.
We're definitely going to mention you guys on here. Bring you guys out.
I enjoy hanging out with those dudes.
Great dudes.
Yeah, Rumor has played a couple shows with them, dude. Absolutely some of the greatest people we've ever played a show with. Just super cool dudes, amazing music.
Aaron O'Britton, have more shows in your basement, bro.
Please do, man. That was literally one of the most fun shows I've ever played. Totally, yeah. Was in Aaron's basement with us, Facts of Life and Swan.
In Funcy, Indiana.
Oh, absolutely.
I got a bottle to the eye.
You did.
And didn't you get a toenail ripped off?
I got a toenail knocked right off. Yeah. I was also swinging from Aaron's ceiling, kicking people and stuff, which was really fun.
That was silly.
I think that was Jared from Facts of Life's birthday.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was right
show for his birthday.
Yeah, and then the night after that was when we played with the Wonder Years.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck yourself.
That's all I can. All I can say about that show is
Wonder
wow.
Years is super catchy.
And speaking of that show, the man that runs that venue, the ES Jungle, Steven, we're gonna get him on here. Yeah. Talk to him about some stuff, basically,
get bands in his sight, you know.
Oh, yeah, and definitely any band that plays the ES Jungle, we definitely want to get on, especially, the It's All Happening guys, because I've been to a couple of their shows recently, and that is
ES Jungle is a super legit venue.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They have some of the best shows to ever book, really, an indie playthrough there. And everyone that works there are amazing people. So
not like the Emerson.
Yeah, they're not all about money. Yeah. These guys are all about the heart and soul of the local music scene.
Yeah.
And it's definitely worth mentioning.
It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, it's absolutely
beautiful. We won't take up the full hour this time. But seriously, you guys have, any questions? You guys want to float at us? I mean, seriously, throw us feedback, a whole bunch of feedback. If we didn't cover anything that you guys wanted to hear today, if we didn't talk about any bands you guys wanted to hear today, you guys get at us on our Twitter, UTC_indie. Get at us on Facebook, Under the Circle, All About Indies Underground. Shoot us questions. On our webcast page here, we have links to me, Jesse, and Joe's personal Twitter, our personal Facebook. You guys can ask us questions anytime. Fuck, I will give out my phone number right now. 317-450-3694. Text message me, call me. Ask, you know, tell me what you guys want to hear. Ask me questions, you know. Call me a douchebag. Say I curse too much.
Yeah, just, I mean, any feedback from this is definitely, you know, definitely worth, you know, us reading it or listening to it or whatever.
Right.
Like, you know, albeit, you know, this with being our first thing, it's supposed to be a little rough. We're just kind of feeling everything out, trying to get everything.
It's the pilot episode.
Yeah,
give us a break.
Yeah, it's like the pilot of every sitcom. You know, it's not supposed to be as funny as the rest of the show.
It will
pick
up.
But it does get better.
And also, I want to say that, you know, I do stand-up comedy. I'm going to be doing Lazy Days Coffee House here in the next week or two. I've done Crackers comedy a few times, and that place is horse shit, so I won't be going back there any. But yeah, if you guys have any, like, you know, places where they do stand-up and stuff, get at me, you know, I'll try to come around you and do some stand-up. I'm okay, I promise. I'm not, you know, I'm not Dane Cook. I will make you laugh. So,
burr.
Burr.
So, MySpace, yeah. Sufi.
I wonder. One thing about that is that Sufi thing. You ever walk up to a girl with your shocker finger on and be like, "Hey, Sufi, come home and sleep with me," and not get pepper sprayed?
I just I don't know how.
Ridiculous. Not even Dane Cook can do that. He's kidding himself. Fuck that guy. Sorry for saying fuck so much, but. Yeah, guys, get at us on here. You know, we'll be whoring ourselves out too. So, you know, you guys will be seeing us all around the place. You know, we good friends of ours are in the scene. So, you know, get at us, guys. Anything you guys want to say before we click off here? Well,
basically, I just want to throw out thank you guys so much for everything that you've done for us so far. I've seen people actually, like, you know, posting tags for us already. We didn't even put a show out. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for doing that. Basically just keep it up. Keep telling everybody about us. We're definitely going to, you know, keep this ball rolling, man. Like, we definitely want
every week there's going to be a podcast
snowball.
Every week. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just going to be a snowball effect of just great tunes, great people, and us acting like jackasses.
It will be worth listening to. It will be better than Bob and Tom, I promise.
Yeah, it will be better than
Jesse's Bob. Laugh sounds a whole lot better than Bob's laugh. Whatever the fuck he does, I don't know. But, Jesse, anything else you want to throw out?
Think you guys covered pretty much everything.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, this is us signing off of the first Under the Circle podcast here.
Yes, it is. And
tell us if it's a success or not.
Tell us a success. If we made you laugh, awesome. If not, we will definitely try to work harder at that.
If we didn't make you laugh, hopefully we got you interested in some bands and stuff.
Absolutely. And for Under the Circle, I have been Joe Harris.
Justin Staler.
Jesse, go forth.
Have a week.